Fight for Your Parks. It's a big initiative, highlighted things like the site guidelines for Lake Louise, allowing for potential expansion of Marmot Basin, Moline Lake development up in Jasper. The Glacier Skywalk is back in this one, in the Icefields Parkway there. Just sort of a trend towards commercial development in our national parks. And what's the deal with that, Parks Canada, federal government?
We love our national parks, but that love for our parks has a spectrum. On the one side, there's the love of the natural beauty, combining that with offering tourism operations and visitor experience. And Banff, you got a local economy, and you don't want to inhibit business and economy if you're a free market society. On the other hand, our national parks were created as places to protect natural spaces in their pristine beauty. And that means you don't commercially develop them. You don't need a $10 million structure to enjoy a view.
That's how some people like to enjoy the view. I mean, you know, the Glacier Skywalk is a popular attraction, similar to Lake Louise. I think if they expanded Lake Louise, a lot of people would go there and use it. It's that sort of man-made experience versus the natural experience of finding that viewpoint on a hike or doing a backcountry line. I don't think one is better than the other. To me, it's all about finding a balance. And I see where this group is coming from, and others like this, is that have we sort of reached a tipping point where that balance isn't there anymore and we're leaning more towards a commercialization of things? Let's move that needle back to where it should be.
You're absolutely right, Rob. But balance can sometimes be a really empty word. You can say you're looking for balance, but when I look at, for example, the fact that the site guidelines for Lake Louise were passed 2 days before an election was called, very little time after a public consultation occurred, did Parks Canada actually listen to and weigh any of the information and concerns from conservation groups about the effects and the appropriateness of some of the things that were on the table for those site guidelines? Not a single change was made. You saw 11 former Parks Canada employees come out with a letter of concern. You have CPAWS last week releasing a report looking at the numbers of commercial approvals in the national park. And you have now this coalition, Fight for Your Parks. They're bringing the question to all of Canada. And this is really relevant for us here in the Bow Valley. What do we have these places for?
It's a good question to ask right now because we have a federal election coming up on October 19th. And I think it's a good question to ask our local federal candidates, especially, what are their views on development in the national park?
We did go out to the candidates, and we have a story on, in the Outlook this week about sort of their take on this issue. And this is an election issue. Mm-hmm. I love the idea that there's a middle ground. I'm just not sure whether or not those who are at the top are on that ground with us. Mm.